I'm Kyle Dowling, and welcome to Australian Super Made Easy Series 2, a six-part radio program on superannuation brought to you by Australia's largest super fund, Australian Super. Last episode, we learned about what super is. Today, we will hear about how to access superannuation. Daryl Florence from Australian Super Darwin is with me again today. Welcome back, Daryl.
Thanks for having me back.
Let's start with preservation. What is preservation?
Okay, before I start, I do have to quickly remind you that this discussion is general in nature and doesn't take into account your individual needs and circumstances. And before making any financial decisions, you consider if the information is right for you. Like I mentioned previously, that your super account is a bit like a bank account with special tax advantages and some specific rules on when you can take money out. Preservation, in a super perspective, refers to the rules of when you can take any money out of your super account to spend. There are two main conditions in super preservation rules: your preservation age and whether you've retired from the workforce. Now, each of us has a preservation age that is based on when we were born. Your preservation age refers to the age at which you can access your super account under normal circumstances. As I said, your preservation age is set by your date of birth. For example, if you were born after 30 June 1964, your preservation age is 60. That means for all those people born after that date, so you are currently under 58 years of age, they can't access their super until they turn 60. Even then, they can only get their super as a pension until they retire from working or turn 65. Now, that's the simplest answer on preservation. If your date of birth is before July 1964, it's a little trickier to work out. Like I said, your preservation age is set by your date of birth. So let's look at exactly what your preservation age is if you were born before July 1964. If you are currently 57 or older, you've already satisfied your preservation age. But if you were born between 1 July 1963 and 30 June 1964, your preservation age is 59. So on your next birthday, when you turn 59, you'll have satisfied your preservation age. And like I said before, if you were born after 30 June 64, your preservation age is 60. Now, once you've reached your preservation age and you're not 65 yet and you're still working, you can start taking your super out as a pension if you want. Until you turn 65, you can only access your super as a lump sum if you retire from working. It's also important to mention that if you take your super out before you turn 60, you may also have to pay tax on it.
Can super be withdrawn early?
Yeah, your super can be taken out before your preservation age, but only in special limited circumstances. There are strict laws about when super funds can release your super. There are some special circumstances when you can take your super out before your preservation age, such as if you are totally and permanently disabled, if there are compassionate grounds to release your super, if you have a terminal illness or injury and you're likely to pass away within 2 years, or you're suffering from a severe financial hardship and can't meet your living expenses. There are some special arrangements recently due to COVID where you could have taken some of your super out if you were in financial hardship. There were special rules around this. But if you did take money out of your super due to COVID, the tax office is allowing you to put that money back into super now if you want to. This is so that your eventual retirement savings are not affected too much by the early withdrawal. If you want to recontribute this money back into your super, contact your fund to find out if you'll need to complete a recontribution form.
We're going to head to a break now. We will hear more from Daryl Florence shortly.
G'day, I'm Delroy, and don't know much about super, just know that work puts our money away for me in the future.
I'm Kyle Dowling, and you're listening to Australian Super Made Easy Series 2. I'm speaking with Daryl Florence from Australian Super in Darwin. Daryl, what is financial hardship?
In super terms, Kyle, financial hardship means that you are struggling financially and can't pay your bills or meet your immediate living needs. If that is your situation, you should talk to your super fund to see if you meet the rules to release some of your super early.
Who is eligible for financial hardship?
This can be a bit tricky to explain, but I think it's important to make sure that the listeners understand the strict rules that apply to financial hardship releases. The main rule relates to receiving income payments from Centrelink. If you're not receiving regular income payments from Centrelink at the time you apply for a financial hardship payment, it can't be approved. And your super fund can only release enough to cover your bills up to a maximum of $10,000 and no more than one payment in any 12-month period. That means if you've accessed some of your super under financial hardship within the last year, then you can't apply again until a year has passed from the previous payment.
So what are the rules around financial hardship and your preservation age?
Well, it's slightly different if you are under your preservation age or if you're over your preservation age plus 39 weeks or 9 months. People who are under their preservation age must be receiving a Centrelink income support benefit for at least 26 weeks or 6 months continuously at the time of applying. If you're at your preservation age plus 39 weeks or 9 months, you must have been receiving Centrelink income payments for at least 39 weeks since reaching your preservation age, and you're unemployed or employed for less than 10 hours a week. In this case, your super fund can release any amount required to meet your financial needs. If your Centrelink payments stop and restart, then you have to wait until you've been receiving them for 26 or 39 weeks continuously and still be receiving them when you apply to withdraw your super. In addition to the Centrelink income test, you also have to provide enough information to your super fund to prove that you have significant bills that you can't pay. Once you've done all that, you can apply to your super fund to release some of your super account to pay your outstanding bills and living expenses. Finally, you'll need to provide proof of your identity and age. Now, if you're under age 60, you may also be paying tax on this withdrawal. If you're under your preservation age, you'll generally be paying 22% tax. So if you qualify for the full $10,000 withdrawal, you'll only finish up with $7,800 paid to you, and the other $2,200 will be deducted as tax.
We're heading to a break now. We'll have more after this.
You are able to get your super when you reach the minimum age set by Australian law. You can choose to receive your super as one large amount in one go, or as a regular payment, or a combination of both. In some cases, super funds may give you some of your superannuation money early for hardship or compassionate reasons, but there are laws about when super funds can do this, so you need to be careful if you want to access your super funds early. If you mob need to get some of your super money early, talk to your super fund, a financial counsellor, or a financial capability worker. If you mob need any further info, call ASIC's Indigenous Helpline on 1300 365 957.
You're listening to Australian Super Made Easy Series 2. I'm Carl Dowling and welcome back. Daryl, do all super funds offer financial hardship payments?
No, they don't. The trustees of each super fund will make a decision as to whether their fund will allow financial hardship payments or not. If your fund doesn't allow financial hardship payments, you could change to a fund that does. The trustees of Australian Super do allow our members to access their super account in the case of severe financial hardship.
What is early release on compassionate grounds and who can apply?
Early release on compassionate grounds is slightly different to financial hardship, in that there are different rules that need to be met before you can access your super account. This is assessed and approved by the Australian Taxation Office. You can apply to access your super benefits on compassionate grounds if you need money for medical expenses for you or your dependents, partial payment of home loans to avoid foreclosure on the loan, modification of a home or vehicle for you or your dependents suffering a severe disability, the cost of palliative care for you or your dependents, funeral costs for a dependents, or medical transport for you or your dependents. You are not eligible to apply for a payment on compassionate grounds if you're a temporary resident in Australia. Depending on the reason for applying for compassionate release, you'll need to provide specific evidence to support your request. Like I mentioned, compassionate release of your super account is assessed and approved by the Australian Taxation Office. If the Tax Office approves your request for compassionate release, you and your super fund will be notified and provided with an approval letter. You will then need to complete a payment application with your fund. The approved amount can then be released early by your super fund to cover your eligible expenses.
Thanks very much, Daryl. That brings us to the end of today's episode. If you would like more information on anything we discussed today, call 1300 300 273. Next episode, we'll hear again from Daryl from Australian Super in Darwin and Nathan Boyle from ASIC about how to choose the right super fund for you and how you could be better off financially if you put all your super into one fund.